30 years ago today, a man stood on a New York City sidewalk and changed history. Martin Cooper, who worked for Motorola, invented the handheld cell phone. On April 3, 1973, he placed the first call to the competition.
I called my counterpart at Bell Laboratories, a guy named Dr. Joel Engel, who was running the cellular telephone program at Bell Laboratories, and I told him, Joel, I'm calling you from a real cellular telephone, a handheld unit. I thought I could hear gnashing of teeth at the other end, but Joel was polite, and then I went on to other phone calls.
At the time, the only cellular phones were car phones. About 100,000 people had them.
We didn't believe people wanted to talk to cars. People wanted to talk to other people. They don't want to talk to a desk. They want to talk to a person.
These days, as CEO of ArrayCom, a wireless technology company based in San Jose, California, Cooper wears a 3-ounce cell phone attached to his belt. That's a tenth of the weight of his 1973 prototype. As for complaints about the intrusiveness of cell phones,
I think that it's worth the burden of those few people who are rude. Yeah, the one thing that we have always done is put an on-off switch on the cellular telephone. It's your choice whether you want the phone to be intrusive or not.
Martin Cooper, who made the world's first handheld cellular telephone call 30 years ago today. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Hi. I'm not home right now, but if you want to leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone.